Blackwater's Dirty Tuss in Yemen. The United States, as the godfather of terrorism throughout the world, resorts to all sorts of devilish plots to undermine independent countries. The latest example of this is in Yemen, which for over a year has been the target of aerial bombardment by Washington's principal agent in the Muslim world, Saudi Arabia. At the same time, American criminals under various disguises have been unleashed in Yemen to try to defeat the Ansarullah Liberation Movement. Please stay with us for an analysis prepared by Abdullah Ali Sabri, entitled Blackwater's Dirty Tricks in Yemen. The Arab region now is the scene of bloody conflicts which have lasted for a relatively long time. The conflicts deepened by external interventions which reached a climax in 2003 when the United States embarked on an occupation of Iraq under various pretexts which later were debunked. The Greater Middle East project has been put into action under the title Creative Chaos that foreshadowed a democratic spring to be founded on the ruins of chaos and occupation, and in line with the Zionist American project in the region and guaranteeing the security of the Israeli regime and the flow of cheap oil to America and major countries. Iraq lived and is still living in bloody throes of internal conflicts and the penetration of American influence. Finally, the United States found itself coerced to withdraw from Iraq, but after the latter suffered grievous harm and deep sectarian and ethnic divisions, besides threatening the unity of Iraqi territory by Takfiri terrorists of the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS, which has control over a large part of the territories in both Syria and Iraq. Before Daesh or ISIS, Washington had used private security companies to destabilize Iraq and fuel Sunni-Shia conflict and even blow up the entire region. In 2003, the United States presidential envoy and administrator, Paul Bremer, hired private security companies and gave them immunity against prosecution. Therefore, Blackwater got a contract worth $27.7 million, which later subcontracted the occupation facilities security to the dubious Knights of Malta Company, whose tasks included also doing the dirty works, including the killing of Iraqi citizens, and to refer such crimes to the sectarian conflict that was revived by Washington's policies and Western and Arab mass media. The US objectives were not accomplished as required in Iraq, and in the first months of President Barack Obama's tenure, it was clear that the US regime is intending to withdraw its troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. In 2011, the US military withdrew from Iraq. In the same year, dramatic changes occurred, allowing Washington to return to the region. That was the Islamic awakening in North Africa. The United States headed to destabilize Syria under the pretext of supporting a popular revolution. The veteran Egyptian journalist Mohammad Hassanein Haykal revealed that Blackwater has played a role in the bloody events in Syria since 2011 and is still playing a role in Syria. Hassanein Haykal pointed out that 6,000 of the company's elements were working inside and outside of Syria. Haykal said in a newspaper interview that Blackwater, famous for its covert and bloody history to provide armed services, exists around Syria and inside it as well, albeit with a new name. He He added the campaign against Syria plus the campaign against Iran are about to turn the main conflict in the Middle East from an Israeli-Arab conflict to a Shia-Sunni conflict, and that is another catastrophe inside the Islamic Ummah, and a great sin, as he put it. In addition to its roles in Iraq and Syria, press sources said that Blackwater sought using its pressure groups in order to get contracts in the Darfur region of Sudan to act as peacekeeping troops there. In a bid from then US President George W. Bush to pave the way for the company to start on a training mission there, he lifted the sanctions against the Christian part of South Sudan. The South Sudan's envoy in Washington referred to this once, saying that Blackwater Company begins its work with training security forces of South Sudan. In the midst of recent events, Blackwater disappeared from the scene temporarily to give way to a new player who uses its similar savage methods and works for the same agenda, but with an Islamic cover. Dr. Khayyam Mohammed Al-Zoubi confirmed that when the United States came under severe criticism from the Israeli regime and the Zionist lobby after withdrawing its troops from Iraq for fear that Iraq restores its role and rebuilds its army. So it is decided to divide Iraq without a direct military intervention on the ground. To that end, and with Western financing, Daesh or ISIS was selected so that the Israeli regime can stop worrying about the Iraqi army. Dr. Khayyam Mohammed Al-Zoubi reveals that American and European plots that helped Daesh or ISIS to gain control over wide swathes of territory in both Iraq and Syria was a prelude to a division of Iraq, which will lead to its fall in the grip of Western occupation. He concluded by saying, "Iraq, which has plunged into violence and chaos carried out by armed militia and mercenary groups, will give rise only to more violence, death and destruction under the uncreative chaos. Here it must be said that what has happened in the region and still does is mostly for the benefit of the Israeli regime and the United States." Blackwater has faced legal issues because of the dirty tasks and dirty tricks it has carried out in the region. This has forced Blackwater to look for a safe haven to resume its security activities. That is what actually happened when the government of the United Arab Emirates contracted the company to establish a secret mercenary force. To cover its bad reputation, Blackwater changed its name to XE in 2010. According to the New York Times, the company received $529 million for the formation of a secret force composed of 800 foreign mercenaries to carry out special tasks inside the United Arab Emirates as well as abroad to protect oil pipelines, skyscrapers, and help the United Arab Emirates to confront any internal or external threat. The salary of the mercenary forces of Blackwater rise to up to $1,000 per day when they're involved in actual fighting. Under the American-Saudi aggression in Yemen, the United Arab Emirates' participation in the aggression and the invasion of the country, Blackwater mercenaries appeared under the name of Colombian soldiers. Colombia is considered a key state to recruit Blackwater fighters and mercenaries, by virtue of the American influence in Colombia. Colombia is described by many observers as the Israeli regime of Latin America. The aggression resulted to bringing foreign mercenaries to take part in the war in Yemen after the aggressive forces and local mercenaries failed to achieve their objectives in the country. In addition to the great attacks that have killed hundreds of invaders, the second Tochka missile attack on Bab al-Mandab Strait hit various gatherings invading Yemen, the American, Israeli, Saudi, Emirati and Moroccan blood have been spilt in the country. This fact was referred to in a speech by the leader of Yemen's Ansar Allah movement, said Abdul Malik Badr al-Din al-Houthi, in his recent speech on the occasion of the birth anniversary of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Abdul Malik Badr al-Din al-Houthi stressed that the existing model in Aden, Abyan and Lahij provinces confirms that the United States, the Israeli regime and Saudi Arabia are helping and training and arming so-called Daesh or ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists in the Aden region. The aim is to create chaos in the region. The popular revolution leader, Sayyid Abdul Malik Badr al-Din al-Houthi, explained that the role of Daesh or ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists in the Arab region is to undermine all existing entities and to create chaos in the region. They are also trying to help occupation of the country by America and the Zionist regime. Houthi said this is the role of ISIS or Daesh and Al-Qaeda. This is what is they're meant to do. We saw what those want to do in our country. Blackwater is the face of America. It is the will of America and is the American project along with Daesh or ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Al-Houthi added, one of the most important lessons we learned from the events underway is that the blood of Americans, Israelis and Saudi Arabians, United Arab Emirates, ISIS and Al-Qaeda as well was mixed in the Bab al-Mandab Tochka attack. There they were all together in the same trench, in the same war front, in one project. Their blood was mixed because they're all pursuing the same project and they all have the same aim.